joining our show today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Wanda McKinley. And better women and children by providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training. We want to help women transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient women in society. We Are Survivors' vision is to empower women and to show them that they can and will survive and thrive in society on their own, and to uplift them and provide them with a new life and a new perspective of what a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating them. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was raped from the age of 7 to 18 by my biological father as well as my stepfather. My ex-husband was also very abusive.
You've got a text message.
He was financially, verbally, mentally, emotionally, and physically abusive. We want to be able to show women that there are so many resources and opportunities for them. God has called me to be transparent so that I may help women and children who have walked or may be walking in my shoes. Hello, Stephanie. How are you
Hello,
doing today?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Oh, Lord. I feel like I've gained like 10 pounds because of the holiday season. I just ate a piece of pie. So I probably have gained 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on today with our fundraising?
Well, We Are Survivors currently have several fundraisers, and we appreciate everybody supporting us. We have the Kroger Plus Rewards Card, where when you go on the Kroger.com, register your card, and choose We Are Survivors as the organization that you would like to support, then each quarter they will send us a donation. We also do the same thing with Tom Thumb. If you connect your Tom Thumb card, and if you don't have one of these cards, we can help you get a card. But if you go on to TomThumb.com, and download the form, or you can ask us to give you a form. We can email you the form with our number already on it, and they will send us a donation as well. We have the CPN discount card where you get discounts all over the U.S., and it's only $15. And we also have Compass Bank. If you have a Compass account, then connect it to We Are Survivors. If you decide to open a Compass account, you connect it to We Are Survivors, then they'll send us a donation. And if you're interested in any of those, if you could text me or call me at 817-320-2571, I'd be happy to get you connected. And then the photographer that allows us to, that's going to give us a donation when we support him, I'm going to let you talk about that one, Wanda, because you're more familiar with that one.
Yes, and I actually had the wonderful experience of being the first We Are Survivors participant in that. And I want to say the experience was it was really fun. It was exciting. It was initially intimidating, and I used to model, but that was years ago. So for me, with the makeup and the hair and the light and the music and lights, camera, action, initially I was like a robot. But as time went on, I kind of got loosened up and really enjoyed. It was a wonderful experience. And it's actually called the Purple City Project, which is a domestic violence awareness photo shoot campaign. And you can book a photo shoot for your personal, your family, or even professional. And the photographer, he goes by the name of City. And during the photo shoot, depending on which package that you get, they have the first package is a $55 package, which is valued at $100. It's a 20-minute session, and it's up to four people. I limit the shots. You get one look and two edits. And I can tell you, for my session, he took 303 pictures, which
wow.
is a lot of pictures, yes. And for me to pick, narrow it down to, now I might have to do four out of 303. Let's just say that was 2 weeks ago and I still hadn't even started. Just the number, the 303 different shots, and I have to pick my favorite four. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an $80 package, and it's a 45-minute session, up to four people. You have unlimited shots, two different looks, which means you can change your clothes twice, and do four edits. And when I say it was a very emotional experience, my background, of course, was purple. I did have on, like, some purple accessories in one shot. I wore purple lipstick in another shot. Because what he's going to do is highlight the purple in the picture that you choose. And that's going to, by doing that, what's going to happen is some of the money that you pay for your photo shoot will be donated to We Are Survivors. So when a woman calls with or without children and we are unable to find shelter for her, then we will have an account set aside to be able to put her in a hotel room to immediately remove her from that situation. And you can actually call or text City at 214-591-1370. Again, you can call or text Charles, a.k.a. City, at 214-591-1370. And today, it's just kind of, we had such a great feedback from the last month when we did just like open discussion, open mic. And so this is going to be our second month. We're not going to have like a specific person on. We're just going to talk about, would it be in the holidays? Kind of a different, you know, vibe today. You know, someone wants to talk about domestic violence, that's great. You know, that's what the show is about. But we can talk about, you know, how our Thanksgiving was, our plans for Christmas, the New Year's. You know, this, like I said, the first Thursday of each month, we're just going to have it like an open panel discussion. And, you know, whoever calls in, chimes in, and wants to talk about it, then we can do so. What do you think about that, Stephanie?
Sounds great.
Okay, well, then let's start. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was good. I was relaxing. I did a lot of relaxing on Thanksgiving. So it was my time of relaxing. And I didn't know where
Did you cook anything?
No, my sister did all the cooking. All I had to do was pick up some, you know, pick up a few things at the store. She did all the cooking.
Oh, that's a good thing. I didn't cook either. I ate a lot. I went from house to house and ate. I said, I think I've put on some pounds because I've eaten a whole bunch of turkey and dressing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good thing when you can relax and celebrate different, you know, things that has happened. For instance, I know at We Are Survivors is extremely busy, and we're growing. I'm excited to announce that we've been invited to a lot of different luncheons and celebrations citywide. And one of them is actually at the Dallas Police Department headquarters on Tuesday. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I am too.
And yeah, it's kind of people that know me know I have like cop phobia. Never been arrested in my entire life. Never been in any kind of trouble. But for some reason, I am so afraid of police officers. So mm-hmm. when I told a friend of mine, I was like, oh, wow, I got invited to a holiday luncheon at the police headquarters. We are survivors, and we're going. And then they mm-hmm. looked at me and said, well, is that a good thing or a bad thing for you? And all I could do was laugh because I am petrified of police officers. I remember I had to do a presentation when I was selling insurance to some police officers, and they didn't believe that I had cop phobia. So I'm up in front of them, and I'm talking. And so the cop was like, okay, so are you good? I could feel my back. He could not believe it. My back was soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really something serious, but I'm looking forward to it because we actually help a lot of women that have been a part of not only domestic violence, but violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
The police department separates, it's different departments. You do have your domestic violence, but then you also have your violent crimes unit. And a lot of the sexual assaults are violent, of course, the violent crimes department. So with the organization that you know that we're a part of, they get together with all these different organizations like MAD, you have Carrollton Police Department, you have Plano District Police Department, because the organization that We Are Survivors belongs to is called Crime Victims of Dallas County. And actually, they're having their annual holiday luncheon and tree decorating and holiday gift exchange. That is actually going to be Tuesday, December 8th from 11 to 1, like I said, at the Jack Evans Police Headquarters on Lamar. And it's really about everybody coming together, celebrating the year, making wishes come true. We will actually, the fun thing about it is potluck. I don't know if that's fun or scary, but everybody has to bring a dish. Now, they'll provide the main dish, but different organizations are bringing side dishes. That's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And a holiday holiday gift. So we also do the gift exchange, and we're going to do some tree decorating. I haven't even put up my tree. Have you put up your Christmas tree yet?
No. I just noticed that my neighbor didn't put theirs up.
I know, my neighbors across the way, it's funny, right, because they're putting up. I'm going to chime in 870. If your number ends in 4872 and 0416, you're going to be live. Like I said, this is going to.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hey,
4872.
How you doing?
Hello, and 0416. Everyone's live. The first Thursday of the month, we do an open panel discussion. So this is like a free-for-all. If you want to talk about your holiday, what you did for your holiday, if you want to talk about a testimony, this is just open mic night. And I do want to keep in mind the people that your background noise will be picked up. So if you have a TV on or something, if you can mute it and or tell someone where there's not any noise.
Yeah, I got
so who are we talking to? Hello?
0416, how you doing? This is Marlon, right?
Hi.
What's
how
up,
are
Marlon?
You today?
I'm wonderful. How about you guys?
We're great. So what you got to tell us today, you want to give us a testimony, you want to talk about your holiday, your plans, your family, what's on your mind today?
Really, I don't have a testimony. I just want to just say that my holidays are going to be great. Thanksgiving was awesome. Christmas, we have a Christmas production at our church, and that's going to be awesome. It's called The Story of Jesus and how he was born and what all went on during that story. And then for New Year's Eve, we're going to, because I'm in the ministry of miming. And
really?
I, Yes, me and our praise, me and the praise dancers, some of those guys, and some other bombers are going to do a tribute to for New Year's to bring the New Year in with doing that ministry. It's going to be awesome. Off the song Jessica Reedy, Ready, I mean, not better. Have you ever heard that song?
I haven't heard it. Stephanie, have you heard it?
Yeah.
What was the name of the song again?
Jessica Reedy, and the song is called Better. If you if y'all look that song up, listen
that
to the song, listen to the words, and you it's a real lovely song. So we're gonna be doing my ministry to that for New Year's Eve to bring New Year's in. Other than that,
now
what
church? I'm sorry, what church do you belong to?
Destiny Point Christian Center in Arlington at 2350 Mayfield. If y'all guys are in the area, y'all should come visit us and worship with us. It's awesome.
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow. That is exciting. Okay, so your church ministry, you got that going on for the holidays. Are you traveling anywhere family-wise?
No, I'm not going to do any traveling. Just kind of just going to stay based here during the holidays and kind of enjoy that with my family. My wife and my son, we're going to just sit and enjoy the meaning of Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas, you know. Love on each other.
You said it, love the true meaning of Christmas.
The true meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it kind of bothers me when I see all these advertising commercials about Santa Claus and it's all about Santa Claus and reindeers and presents, and that's really not true. I mean, I respect that. But if you're going to advertise something, advertise the real meaning of Christmas and what's the true meaning. And it's about Christ and his birth. And our gift of worshiping him is the present to him. It's not, we make it about us, and it's not about us.
I thought I was the only person that felt like that.
No.
My friends and family call me a Scrooge. And they're like, Wanda,
no.
And I love, Christmas is beautiful. And I'm
yes.
The Scrooge in me is because everyone's rushing out, buying gifts, doing this. It's like it's taken, you're so right. We as a society has taken away the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
So for me, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they turned Christmas into a commercial. It's a commercial, you know, about something that's not true. It's just advertisement, commercial, and about theft and what we're going to get. And that's not what should be advertised, you know. That's just how I feel about it, you know. But you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself.
Oh, goodness. When you started talking, I wanted to scream. I was like, yes! Oh, goodness. Because it's like, well, one, I guess it's like all the ripping and running, the traffic, the people, the sales.
It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Oh,
you know,
like
really
what
exhausting.
Do you want for Christmas? Yeah, and I my goodness, I could get up and start dancing. Like, I love Christmas, but it's just like I don't know all that comes with it. I'd be like, oh God,
yeah,
you'd be tired like you ran a marathon. And my daughter is like, I'm like, baby, mommy, love you. But you'll be 23 years old next month. The Christmas gifts, it's done. Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
And that's, yeah. Oh, time to eat and fellowship and be thankful that everyone that is looking you in your face and your family members and the families you are tied to are still here. And it's just time to eat and relax and have fun, enjoy your family. You're so right. That, oh my goodness.
You know, it's
wow.
Like Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving was awesome. You know, throughout the months of the other seasons and holidays, where we wait till we get to Thanksgiving to be really thankful. Not saying everybody, but we focus so much on being thankful during Thanksgiving. We should be focusing on being thankful on an everyday basis. We wake up and we should be thankful for that period, just to breathe a new life.
Right.
You know, not wait till one day out of the year, Thanksgiving, to be thankful That's when we celebrate all the things that we've been thankful for throughout the month, you know, on a daily basis, mm-hmm. not just that one day. That just reminds us of what we have been thankful for all year long and continue to do that after Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Like I said, society has commercialized so much stuff and got away from the spiritualness of it, and it's saddening, but all we can do is just really pray that they can get an epiphany of a revelation of their salvation, or where their mindset is going to be in the spirit realm, not in mm-hmm. the flesh. You know, you just got to put stuff in perspective and really think about it. Sit back and think about what is my purpose in life? What is it that I should be doing besides just living? Or no, not living, but existing. I should just live.
Exactly.
For the word of God and practice the word of God, not only for myself but for other people too. So, you know, that word of mouth, you know, spread the word of
mm-hmm.
God. Like you spread the word, you know, like you spread the word of your business, word of mouth, spread the word of God. You know, maybe it can make a difference in the world.
But you know, people mm-hmm. don't want to talk about God. They want to talk about somebody else's business. That to them is more juicier.
You know, yeah, that's how society has brainwashed them.
Yes, you're right. That is so true. And there's a writer that actually submits and writes things for We Are Survivors, and she lives in Australia. And when she was, we were talking via inboxing, she was asking me something. I was telling her, I said, well, it's the holiday season. This is before Thanksgiving. And I said, we're getting ready to prepare for Thanksgiving. And she educated me because I didn't know. Australia does not celebrate or acknowledge Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So,
wow.
So I didn't really know how to receive that. I'm like, so you all don't have Thanksgiving? And she said, well, we eat turkey on Christmas. But that's not what Thanksgiving is about, turkey.
I know.
But they do not acknowledge nor do they celebrate Thanksgiving in Australia. I was like, well, I'm going to be moving to, I thought everyone celebrated Thanksgiving or acknowledged it. You know, I know there's different religions.
Because it's based on their religion and their culture. You know,
right?
You know, different cultures doesn't celebrate Christmas or Thanksgiving or Halloween or a lot of the national holidays that we do. You know, a lot of them do, and a lot of them don't. You know, but it's just, you know, because they have no knowledge of it. It's their childhood of growing up and what they believe in the religion. They've been taught that way throughout the generations. You know, if your parents was this way, not believing, they're going to teach their children, then their children are going to mm-hmm. teach their children. It's a generational cycle on what you believe. Until someone comes in and teaches them the true meaning of what reality is, you know, based on your spirituality, not your religion. Because life is based on spirituality and not religion. You can't live by religion. You have to live by spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
To really understand mm-hmm. what's being celebrated.
And the interesting thing about that too is when we're talking about the holidays and spirituality and religion. During the day, I worked for a Jewish company, and they don't celebrate Christmas. I've been there almost 3 years, and they don't. You can't wear cross. You can't wear your crosses,
yeah.
angels. Now, for me, they just kind of overlook me because I wear my cross. I play my gospel music, and talk about my Lord and Savior Christ.
Yes.
Everyone, they know that. But what gets me, and I don't ask questions because I don't really want to understand. This is just me, because the way, as you said, the way we're brought up and what we're taught and what we believe in, and we believe that He rose. They
yes.
don't believe that He rose. They believe once he was killed, he was just a man, and that was the end of it. And that scares me. And that's another reason people don't discuss, you know, your beliefs and stuff where I work because of the community that I work in, because it's a retirement community, which is predominantly Jewish, and then you have your Jewish Federation that supports it. But it's the way, to me it's scary when they talk about what they believe in.
Yeah. Because they have the true lack of knowledge of it. You know,
come on, you want to get in bed.
Because
come on, let's get in bed.
Jesus, he said when he said, deny me in front of everybody, the public, I'll deny you in front of my Father. So when that day of judgment comes, when we have to meet our Maker. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, and when we have to meet our Maker, that question is going to be asked. Why didn't you believe in me? I believe that question is going to be asked. What did you do with the gift that I gave you when it comes to that time of judgment? So it's a lack of knowledge or just in denial, because he has risen.
Right.
You know, whether they want to believe it or not.
It's just like when I first heard that, it blew my mind, and I was just like, okay, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, because there's no way we're gonna even see eye to eye, because I can't believe you're saying what you're saying, and then you're looking at me like, you really believe what you're saying? Yeah, because even on my recording, and when I first started working there, I ended my recording with, "Have a blessed day."
Yeah.
The CFO of the company came to my office personally, and I could tell he's not Jewish. I could tell he was really uncomfortable and really didn't know how to say it, but he told me that I had to remove that off of my voicemail. I couldn't say, "Have a blessed day."
That's crazy. And it's so crazy. You know, a lot of companies now find that to be offensive to others if you mention Christ or spirituality or any kind of religion in the workplace. To that's offensive to the other employees now, which is crazy to me. How can you not say something that you believe and offend someone else? That's crazy. They should believe what you believe, because there's God, there's Christ. You cannot deny that. You cannot deny my right to believe what I want to believe and voice and verbally, freedom of speech, say what I believe. If I want to say on the phone, you know, have a blessed day, that should be my right. It's like they want them to have rights and what they believe. I should have the right to say what I want to say, freedom of speech.
Right.
So how can you deny
they walk
me
around
what I believe?
You're right.
Me personally,
society.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just okay. I was going to say society now tries to dictate what we can and cannot say, what we can and cannot do, when we are free to say and do what we choose to do, as long as it's not hurting someone.
Yeah, it's not hurting anybody.
Right. So that's why I said, when you walk into my office, and I've asked some people out of respect, hey, does this offend you? Because my gospel music is playing. Because I needed to get through the day, I need my gospel music playing.
Yeah, it's your spiritual food, you know, to keep you going, to lift you up, to inspire you, to know why you're here.
Yes.
You know,
I'll tell anybody. If someone asked me about the job, because I didn't even apply for the job. Then when someone asked me about the job and me applying for it, I tell them all the time, I say, God put me here, because I didn't apply for this job. I don't even know how they found my information, but God. And they'll look at me like, oh, well, you asked.
People don't understand. The end results always lead back to God. Everything we accomplish in our life, everything we achieve, everything we get, everything we see that's a positive aspect, everything we receive total all ends up back to God, because God put that ability in us to be able to achieve what we've achieved in life. It always goes back to Him.
Mm-hmm. Now give him all the glory. It scares
all the glory.
Me.
He gets the glory, the credit, and the praise.
Mm-hmm. Now some people think and feel it's like you. And my thing is, if you've never felt him, I'm gonna pray for you. Because if you felt him, you can't deny.
You can't.
You can't deny him. Wow.
It's because they don't have people that have these disbeliefs and unsureness or doubtful spirits, that's because they don't have a relationship with the Father. If you're getting your word seriously, not just temporarily or momentarily, if you're really getting your word and read and understand what's being said, the stories, and all that's been happening throughout the history of time, and develop their relationship with God by meditating and hearing his voice, you cannot deny him. You cannot believe what he's done, the miracles.
Isn't that an awesome feeling when you hear him speaking to you?
Yes. A lot of us ignore him. A lot of us hear him, but we ignore him because they're so still in the flesh. They want to do what feels good to them, but not what's right for by God that he wants us to do for him, not for ourselves. That's selfish. How are you going to ignore the voice that's telling you, no, this is what I need you to do? No, self, no, I don't want to do that, no. You can't have it. You can't be like that. You got to let go. You got to trust. Trust is a big factor in the spiritual world. Trust. We got Christians that say they trust, but when it comes down to that test, that trust factor is kind of iffy because they can't see what's ahead. Because they can't see what's ahead. But if you trust in God to get you ahead and go through what you got to go through to get ahead, it's all good. But it's that trust factor. You got to really trust in him and let go what you believe in yourself and believe what God want to believe for you by trusting his word and trusting his answer by doing what he asking you to do. You can't be rebellious against God because too many times a man rebellious against God. He'll break you down.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you just continue, he'll finally take his hands off you and let the enemy have you until you come cry out to him again. Cry out to him again. You know? It's true facts. It's true facts.
Bringing
the
Christmas. Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
You know what? You know, I tell people this all the time. I say, yeah, Christian walk is not an easy walk at all.
It's not.
But it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it.
You have and some people think that nothing bad's going to happen. When I said, okay, God, I'm going to be obedient, and I'm listening to your word and your word only, it has, for me, even though, you know, we have things that we think ought to happen, when it should happen, how it should happen, then he'll show you, no, this is me, not you.
Yeah.
And just to know that every step that I'm taking, he's taking that with me.
Yes.
So for me, this, even though this walk and this journey is very difficult for me. A lot of people see me, they see me smiling, they see me laughing. But oh my gosh, this journey
Look behind the curtain. But
it's,
you know what?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you were still talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just really agreeing with you. You're right. Look behind the curtains, because I tell people there's so many smiles. You know, there's so many tears behind these smiles.
That's true. That's where your worship comes in. When you go back behind that curtain, that's where the tears of prayer and tears of worship and praise come in. That because God has got you through that moment, even in your struggles. You know, I tell people all the time, I say, you know, I hear people complaining and frustrated and wonder why this and why me, what was me, why is that, and what was this. But I ask them this question. I say, you see what Jesus went through? We all saw what he went through. We all know the story of what he went through the time he was here, all the struggles he went through, all the pain he went through, all the tears that he had to let go, all the people that was against him and put pain and caused pain on his body. Don't you know he did that for us? That was
right.
That was the example that we have to live by. He showed us what we're gonna have to go through. We'll be sitting here complaining about what we're going through when it's already been written what we're going to have to go through. And Jesus' walk was the living example of what we have to deal with and how we have to deal with it. We got to believe that God is real. We got to believe in our faith. We got to believe in what we believe in and not say we just believe in it, but we got to truly believe in our hearts.
Oh, yeah.
That we're going to make it through. We're going to go through struggles. We're going to have storms after storm after storm. But it relies back on our faith and our trust in God, because we're going to have to go through it. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations, because Jesus had the same thing. So we got to do we had to go through what he went through. And look where he came out at.
Right.
So we're going to come out. We just got to bear with it through the storms. We got to pray our way through and press our way through.
That's the only way we're going to make it through. And I want to also let the caller that just called in, the phone number ended in 7075. You are live, so if you want to chime in the first Thursdays of every month, we just kind of have an open panel, open discussion, open forum, whatever you want to discuss. I'm just letting you know that you are, as we say, mic'd. So if you want to chime in on something, please feel free to do so.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. But
if you want to share how your Thanksgiving was, you can do that. We all shared how Thanksgiving was and kind of what we have going on for the rest of the holiday. So feel free if you want to share that as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I know with my walk, it's opened my eyes, too. And I'm going to tell you something else I've noticed. When you start walking with your Lord and Savior Christ, the people that you thought were your friends seem to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the people that were closest to me for years and the people that I saw had my back, that one particular friend, anything that came up, like, you know, with the We Are Survivors was first formed, and I would be excited about this and that. And her and I talked every single morning. That was our routine on the way to work. We talked to each other on the way to work. But for some reason, God just would never allow me to share with her things that were going on with the organization. I could never, it would be at the tip of my tongue, but it would never come out. Never come out. She's not even in my life really anymore. And we talked every single day for like 9 months, I kid you not, every day. And I looked up and she was gone. I was like, what happened? And then God, for example, Stephanie, it keeps putting magnificent women of God in my life. And now I have new friends, new family, because it's not, now it's more like not friends, it's family. And everyone that comes across my path, it's like we've been knowing each other for years, but the people that I've been knowing for years, I can't find them.
You know, that's God's way of showing you. He's like, out with the old and in with the new.
And that's so scary. You know, a lot of us, like myself, I'm not comfortable with change. For instance, I've been with Sprint for about 15 years. Sprint's probably one of the highest cell phone companies around. But I'm not used to I don't like change. It makes me uncomfortable. So for me, it's like, okay, God, I feel like flour in the shifter. You know, when your big mama sees that old shifter, the silver thing, you put the flour in, it comes out refined at the bottom. That's what I feel like he's doing to me. But I don't. I'm uncomfortable because you're changing my walk, my thoughts. You're changing me, and I like the old me. I'm comfortable with the old me. I'm
You just said it right there. You just said it. You was comfortable with the old you, but God want to put you in an uncomfortable position so he can put you where you need to be at. He want to reposition you.
And like you were talking about the people that used to be around you before and they're not around you now. Well, see, they were comfortable with the old you. Now the new you, they see a different thing.
And see, they fear that. They fear what they don't believe. They fearing what they can't really truly believe. They see you have changed and you have a new walk in Christ, and they fear of that because they're comfortable where they're at. Until they get a revelation or conviction, they're going to be stuck. Until they get that revelation, they're going to be stuck. That's why God has removed them and replaced them with new people of God that truly believes and willing to take that walk or that journey to meet their destination. Because God isn't going to put anybody in your life. If you're truly walking with where you need to be walking in Christ, he's going to put the people in your life that's going to walk with you and remove the old because they're not ready, because they're still stuck in fear and still stuck in self. Until they change their carnal mindset and build their spirit man up, and again, they will be stuck.
Because I even went to a place with some friends about a couple of months ago, and when I say I felt so out of place, I felt so uncomfortable that I was probably there less than 30 minutes. This is no longer where I need to be.
Mm.
And it was just like, wow. That change, But I liked going there. I liked being at that place. Now I was like, as soon as I left, I got word later on that evening that a huge fight broke out and they had to shut this place down.
Wow. See there? Look at God. Look at God. You said you went and you left?
Yes, went and left because I didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah, see? See how God works? He moved you out the way because he knew what was going to happen. The signs are there. We just got to not ignore them. He shows us visions. He shows us things. But a lot of us that's not in a relationship with him will not see that and get caught up in these situations that causes pain and corruption. That's why it's good to have a relationship. That's why it's good to have a relationship.
I was telling my niece of the things that God has shown me, and she looked at me. She's like, Aunt Wanda, she's like, I wish I had a relationship with God like you do. And I looked at her and I said, baby, you can. And because you're speaking it, you speak things into existence.
Amen.
I said, you have power in your words, in your tongue, honey. If you desire a close relationship with God, you can have that.
It's life and death in the tongue.
It is. Oh, it is. That's why I say nothing but positive things, and I'll be looking for it to happen. It's going to happen because I spoke it.
Exactly.
It has to because I believe it.
We have much power because God, if you think about it, God is we are the only creatures that God has actually put his hands on to create. Everything else, he spoke into existence. He touched man and built man and created man from his own hands, the same image of him. So he gave us dominion over a lot of things. But we have to search that spirit to speak those things into existence and believe it, not just say it. He gives us dominion. So we have control to speak things in our life. We have the control to speak healing in our body if we believe it. If we believe it. You know? That's why
yes,
it's good to stay prayed up, stay in your word, to have that full armor so when the enemy comes, he can't touch you.
And he will come.
He's always around.
And I sat and I had to think because for me this is the time it's flying by. But in 2012, November 2012, then I was self-employed. So I remember I had a nightmare to the point it woke me up and I was afraid to move. And I remember I prayed to God to please reveal what happened because I couldn't remember, but I wanted to know what had me so frightened. And when God showed me what happened to me, I hate that I asked because when he delivered, it was, oh my goodness. And what occurred was the devil himself paid me a visit. And what he did, to make it a long story short, the devil said, Wanda, I know your past. And it was so real, so vivid. He started naming names, places, things I had done in my past. He said, I know your present. So he was telling me things that were going on in my present life. And then he looked at me and he chuckled and he laughed. He's like, I know your future. He said, I know your desires. I know what you want. And then he looked at me dead in my eyes and said, if you sign your soul over to me, I will give you what you desire and more. I then said no and screamed Jesus. That is when I woke up.
Yep.
A year later, November 2013, is when God paid me a visit and showed me my purpose in life. But when I say, when I said no, do you think the devil gave up then? No, he did not. When I tell people that the spirit, the demonic spirits are real. When I would walk out of my house, I kid you not, one evening I was leaving, it was dark outside. My alley, there's nothing but an open field. There's no trees, no rocks, no, there's nothing there but fields. When I pulled out my alley, I hit my brakes because I could have sworn there was a figure standing in front of my car. That figure was so defined. When I got out of my car and walked around my car because I thought I was losing my mind. When I say I would step out of my house and can see demonic spirits floating around my, they never came in my home. But when I stepped outside of my home, I called every prayer warrior that I knew to please pray for me because I am under attack.
Amen, that's it.
And a year later is when God showed me my purpose. This is what I want you to do. This is what I have for you to do. But just recently in my sleep, the devil showed up again. And literally, I stopped breathing. My chest, when I say I was gasping and had to be awakened, I could not. I don't have asthma. I don't have bronchitis. There is nothing wrong with my respiratory system, breathing in my sleep. So for me, I think to myself, okay, God, I know you have something in store for me because the devil is trying to stop it from happening.
Yeah.
And I used to be those that one, I loved horror movies. I was born on Halloween. I was. And so I was, you know, into the scary movies and the horror movies. Now I can't even hear the commercial that I start screaming Jesus because I know that it's real. And just to hear, all I can say is Jesus. So when I say my spiritual walk is something of something.
Yeah. Ooh. Amen. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know. That you can that you can make that transition like that, and know your purpose. That's awesome. When you can know your purpose, you know. See, the people don't realize the enemy, the devil, blesses people too. Because we see people that are not Christians, they're having all these nice things and nice cars. The devil blesses too. And people are, you know, wondering why they're getting all this, and we're sitting here struggling. That's temporary. Mm-hmm. That is so temporary.
It is. But oh my goodness, I just get excited about the Word of God. I get excited about where he has taken me from, where I'm going, and I get up, and I look forward to every day because I'm looking forward to what he has in store for me.
Exactly.
So it's amazing to just be able to know your purpose, because so many people are walking this earth and don't know why they're here. And I can honestly say, I know why I'm here.
Right.
And that's why I'm a Scrooge on Christmas, because people don't understand why we're celebrating Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. My Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This has been awesome today. This has really been... I didn't, over here and had chills and got excited.
Right.
And I got choir rehearsal after this, so I'm going to church praising God because I feel them already.
Right,
yeah,
you're already
yeah.
in it.
Love it. Really appreciate. So for, let's see, for Christmas, I'm actually, I'm thinking about next weekend because, like I said, to me, Christmas is beautiful. Light, and it's Natchez, Louisiana, right out of Shreveport. They have this huge Christmas light display, and they do the fireworks. So I'm really thinking about going to look at that. I've been trying to do that for several years now. I think this is probably the year I'm going to go look at all the Christmas lights and the fireworks. And just really enjoy the true meaning of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have some going on in Grapevine today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
The people that were going to actually go look at the, I think it's like the lights, the Christmas lights that they're doing there.
Christmas
parade. Yeah. Yeah, it was something. Who did that say something?
It was a Christmas parade, the light.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a Christmas parade.
Fine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's going to be really pretty. Like I said, it's I was saying earlier, my neighbor that stays like right up in, he's my neighbor, but he's across the street. So I stay in a cul-de-sac. And he's already got up his dancing lights and the candy canes and, then we over here kind of put up our Christmas lights like a competition. Oh, you put something up, I'm going to put something up. It's so funny.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Not the competitive spirit.
Yes. Right? My Christmas, you got your Christmas lights up? Oh, okay, let me put some up. Oh, you got a reindeer? Oh, well, let me get the village. All in fun, and it's funny because in the mornings when we come out going to work, he's like, oh, okay, I see. I'm like, yeah, I see you too. And we just laugh. So funny. And I found out that his 4-year-old daughter was also born on Halloween. Oh, my, yes.
No, wow.
I know, and I went over there. It was kind of like a huge party for her. So I went over there and took her some money. And she was so cute because she had a birthday table with all her gifts. So I gave her money. She took the money over there and put it on the table. I thought, I hope no one picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, hon.
I said young and innocent.
Yes, that's sweet. Speaking of young and innocent children, We Are Survivors, of course, have partnered up with SNL Athletes, which provides students with services in a very respectful and dignified manner without regard to race, color, sex, age, handicap, religion, or natural origin. And they identify and address the needs of urban communities, students, develop mutual solutions, and lead to self-sufficiency. This organization actually there's a lot in the community for Irving. They actually talk and mentor young men and women, because they're young men and women, and just kind of, you know, give them guidance. And some of those young men, a father figure, because a lot of them, you know, are in need of that. If you want to support or help them or volunteer, their phone number is 972-514-1485. They're located at 3900 Jackson Street, Suite 120 in Irving, Texas, 75061. Their email address is S as in Sam, F as in Frank, staff at sfatelets.com. We also do have empowerment group meetings the first Wednesday of each month at Glam Pam's Upscale Retail Store. It's located at 901 North Polk Street, Suite 345, DeSoto, Texas. Even if you can't make it, I would advise swinging by there. She has some really good sales going on all the time. We also, out in the community, we have empowerment classes every other Monday at Bridges Safe House, which is a transitional home for homeless, pregnant women and children the age 6 and under. And when I tell you, when I go there, I am left so touched. And there's been so many instances where I've gone to empower them, and it's turned around and they have empowered me. So I do want to acknowledge them. I do want to also acknowledge the fact that We Are Survivors did donate to their organization Thanksgiving dinner. With the help of my church, we were able to donate 2 turkeys, with the corn and cornbread, stuff to make dressing, stuff to make pie crust, to make pies. So we donated food for them to make them a full Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm really excited
That's
about
awesome.
That, yes.
That's awesome.
And I do want to thank my pastor, Pastor Calvin Ray Washington at True Gospel Ministries, and my first lady, Batia Washington, and my co-founder, Louise Washington, for making it happen. Because it's something that our church does every year, is we put together Thanksgiving. We call them baskets. They're really boxes because it's full of food, and give them to people that are in need or less fortunate than we are. We even, you know, if someone was even within our church that needs, we will provide. So I want to acknowledge my church for doing that. Stephanie, do you have anything that you want to say?
Not that I can think of at this time. I think we've pretty much covered most of the things that we were going to share.
Well, okay. Well, unfortunately, like always, that hour always seems to fly by really, really, really fast. I want to tell everyone to feel free to contact me and or Stephanie with any questions, comments, and survival stories. The direct number to the organization is 214-454-2933. Our email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. Again, that is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. I truly want to thank my co-host today. You were amazing. Thank you so much for your words. Thank you. Just thank you. And I want to thank God for everyone that's listening, and I pray that today on the show something was said that touches your heart. We are here to help, to support, to guide, to listen, and to lift you up in the name of Jesus. We will always worship His holy name. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.